请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个选题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并交在试卷相对位。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关选题和阅读下一小题。
对，
每段对话仅读一遍。第五，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Anyway,
can you tell me how much the shirt is? Yeah, it's not a good answer. You can go to the museum, just don't get out of the way. You can go to the museum, you can go to the museum, you can go to the museum. 现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
It's a simple story with a happy ending, but luckily, they had a very strong actor and he managed to carry the whole play. Have we missed it? The man said it's only 5 blocks away, opposite the bank.
Well, the Chinese restaurant, the National Bank, that is the Radisson Hotel.
So let's see that fuzzy surprise.
Well, could you make it 20 past 5?
That's a bit late for me. I can manage 10 past.
Okay.
What time are you leaving for the rally?
I don't know you tomorrow. I should have everything sorted out by then.
Hey, listen, would you like to go to the film sometime? Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love it. 第一节到此结束。第二节，请下面五段对话，每段对话后有五个小题。从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并交在试卷的相对位。听每段对话前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五分钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话读两遍。请下一段对话回答第六和第七两个选题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个选题。
They took Ben to the park. Where have you been?
Sorry, I'm late. I picked up the case and it took me longer than I expected. Why did it find somewhere?
Ben invited 8 children from school, and Ben arrived at about 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, then, I'll put the calendar by me and the evening station, and then I'll find the house at the table. Hey, where are the calendars?
They took Ben to the park. Where have you been?
Sorry, Lord. I picked up the kids and it took me longer than I expected. Why would it find somewhere?
Ben invited 8 children from school, and Ben arrived at about 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, then, I'll put the calendar by me and the evening station, and then I'll find the house at the table.
请下面一段对话，回答第八个例有两个人。现在你们有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
So we have to go there.
Oh, it is not good. Tom asked during the day, but Grant is not the good.
So, did Rachel find her there with you?
No, she wasn't there with me. She was called away on a business trip to China.
That's a pity. So, where exactly did you go and visit?
Well, we traveled all over. England, Berlin, and Holland. We even visited in Switzerland.
You did? Really?
How was your holiday? Oh, it was not good. Tom left during the day, but Grant was not the good.
So, did Rachel find her there with you?
No, she wasn't there with me. She was called away on a business trip to China.
That's a pity. So, where exactly did you go and visit?
Well, we traveled all over. England, Berlin, and Holland. We even visited in Switzerland.
You did? Really?
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个问题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个问题。
Are you sure you know about second-hand books?
Of course, I do.
Then how do you know about third-hand
books? Third-hand books? I'm afraid not. What is it then?
Well, it seems to be in the paper. Parents may think they are protecting children from second-hand books when they can't outside their home or only when the children are not there.But now, researchers are worried about what they call third-hand smoke. They said, dangerous bags and cigarettes get into the air and breathing. As babies are leaking, when you come to the baby, you pass it to the baby and then increase the chances of disease in the baby.
Is that so? In that case, I have to say that I can never get close to a baby.
That's right.Actually, all of them in here should be the same. Or, better for the rest of the movie. But, I'm sure you know about second-hand smoke.
Of course, I do.
But how do you know about third-hand smoke?
Third-hand smoke? I'm afraid not. What is it then?
Well, it seems to be in the paper. Parents who don't think they are protecting children from second-hand smoke,when they slip outside their home, or only when the children are not doing. But now, researchers are worried about what they call third-hand smoke. When they smoke, dangerous bags and cigarettes get into the air and breathing. As babies are leaking, When it comes to the baby, he passed it to the baby and then brings the chances of relief in the baby.
Is that so? In that case, I have to say that I can never get close to a baby.
That's right. Actually, all the baby here should be with me. Or better, they would have completely.
Tell us about this city.
Thank you, Mary. Here is my city. The new world is my city. The first place I came to visit us from Allentown was to the Highlands for shopping and nightlife. When I have a delicious change in food, I always go to the same garden, which provides wonderful all the vegetable dishes.
Wow, that's interesting. Many people go for healthy food now.
You can say that again. If my life goes happy and efficient, I go to the Red River today. For a complete quiet, I can hide away in my house with a good book from one of our public libraries.
That all sounds very exciting. I'm sure some of our listeners will include Louisville in their travel plans for their next holiday. Thank you, Michelle. Hello, welcome to our program, The Daily City. I'm Larry. We're going to Louisville, Kentucky, where our guest, Michelle Gray, comes from. She is proud of a middle-sized city with a small town feel and big city dreams. Now, Michelle, tell us about your city.
Thank you, Larry. Here is my city. Louisville is my city. The first place I came to visit us from Allentown is to the Highlands for shopping and nightlife. When I have a delicious change in food, I always go to the same garden, which provides water for all the vegetable dishes.
Wow, that's interesting. Many people go for healthy food now.
You can say that again. If that helps your camping and fishing, I go to the Red River today. For complete quiet, I can hide away in my house with a good book from one of our public libraries.
That all sounds very exciting. I'm sure some of our listeners will include Louisville in their travel plans for the next holiday. Thank you, Michelle.
给下面一段对话，回答第十七至第二十四个问题。现在您有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个问题。
二十。
We are glad to have Dr. Garfield to talk to us today about dreams. Let me start by asking the first question. Does everyone dream?
It appears that everyone does. Mostly when people say that they never dream,
我相信我们明天将会交给您的礼物。我们总得科学一个过程。我们是以他们都发挥他们的能力发展我的效果。我们的思考的责任我一直受欢迎。我在真实的脑子里第一次第一次的三个人给你相信你但在我第一次的人没出现的那三个人一发而立而那整个的历史也成了在所有家的发展下我们的历史开始在世界前一个人的他们真正的人真的人让我们想衰弱的人And the dreamers were secure. People prefer not to dream about it. Actually, the last thing you can do is stop dreaming. In that way, the last thing is to see people to imagine the dreams. As the one who is dreaming about it, and the other is the dreams of family, the mother is working on it. When person is dreaming about what dreaming means,that there is no dream of a problem. In terms of the knowledge that they can dream, what does it cut deep inside? What does it feel to do? What does that person have been learning from? If people turn around their dreams totally, it means they don't allow themselves to even think about it.
We are glad to have Dr. Garfield to talk to us today about dreams. Let me start by asking the first question. Does everyone dream?
In terms of everyone does. Mostly when people say that they never dream, what they really mean is that they don't remember their dreams. When they don't think their dreams are important. The reason behind is that they remember the most family of the child.There are just two parts of their dreams, or even self-driving, but they just dream of living completely. This is a way of finding them doing it constantly, and I hope you can use the bit of this dream, and suddenly, you stop in your dreams. I asked them what had happened. It turned out that his brother died of a heart attack.And I never expected that such a terrible thing would happen to a young person. Generally, when there are some trouble in the bed, and the dream about it was too terrible, people prefer not to dream about it. Actually, the worst thing you can do is stop dreaming. Because it means that the last thing is too painful to even hear in dreams. As long as you're dreaming about it, and even if the dreams are frightening,The mind is working on it. My personal opinion about what dreaming do is that they never deal with their problems. We see certain patterns take place in dreams when a person is hurt deep inside, when a person is seriously ill, or when a person has been really sad. If people turn off their dreams totally, it means they don't allow themselves to even think about it.